Hey, welcome to the Med Talk 2 podcast. I'm your host, Lee. Hey, Alasia and Miss TT over there to the side of me. Slick Rick down at the bottom doing his thing. Look, we just going to get right into it. I ain't setting up nothing.
Hold on, Lee. We need to recap. I need to do a recap real quick before we do go to this topic. Hey, did y'all listen to the podcast from last week, Tulane and Alasia?
I caught some smoke on that. I just want y'all to know.
No, we did.
Y'all didn't. Well, oh, he gave your flowers to Lane.
I caught some smoke on that. Just want you to know.
Hey, and I was finna flame your ass on Facebook the other day, but I didn't. So he gave you your flowers for taking the time for his birthday celebration or what dinner that y'all had. He was like, she really
knowing
took the time out.
Blah blah blah.
To research something and found somewhere he hadn't been yet. And it was good food.
You know the place we talking about, right?
Yeah.
And he was like that right there. He was like that. That's what's up because it showed that you took the time out. So he gave your flowers.
Like, listen to the podcast from last week.
Oh. And you'll know. Hey.
Anyway, I caught some smoke on that at work.
Boy, and, I know
some Eric. family members that that's gonna rename nameless.
Did they get you after
yeah,
you,
we're not
after
talk
you
about
tagged
that.
Your,
yeah,
your
me
spot
out
where you was from your concert viewing? Did they get you after that one too?
No, they didn't say nothing about that. I'm sure I'm gonna catch some smoke on that one.
Look, you know I was petty. I called Daniel. I said, "Hey, bro, look at this Facebook. Look.
This motherfucker right here."
Just know Daniel gonna fight your ass up too.
I ain't worried about Danny. I got some shit on him too. So if he want to come with it,
oh shit,
let it be known. But anyway, look here, parents. We just jumping right into it. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of kids. Okay, kids, stay in your place. I'm just gonna say that.
Oh, God.
Kids need to stay in their place. So everybody know about these high school, middle school fights that the kids would be trying to hit these teachers and blah, 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 so forth, so on. So somebody sent me one from the North Carolina deal, which just went viral from what I've been told, about this chick. Look, girl, I think she was like 14, 15, something like that.
It's been about 2-3 weeks now, but I think she was like 15, 16.
And they said it to me, you know, they sending me stuff like, what would you have done? And I want to hear your point of view on it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, we'll talk about it. Ain't no big thing. So, evidently, the student had a phone in the classroom. The teacher, who was a substitute teacher, she wasn't even a real, I ain't going to say real teacher, but the normal teacher, took a phone.
Get your ass, you say substitute ain't real
I
teacher.
Know it. That's why I said it. I said it right. Substitute teacher was in there, and she took a phone. Evidently, she was on the phone using it in class while class was going on, so she took it. So, girl, I guess at the end of the class or close to the end of the class, the student wanted her phone back. And the substitute teacher said no. And it just fucking went all downhill from there. So, since y'all done seen the video, let's get into it. And this ain't the only time this didn't happen. This didn't happen all across the country. So,
I say that little girl got what she deserved for trying to put her hands on an adult. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
I mean, you play, you get fucked. And like I said, sit your bad ass down some goddamn well.
Can I speak?
That's what you do.
Please speak.
Go ahead.
First
go
of
ahead.
All,
I asked y'all before we started this podcast, did y'all watch the video? None of y'all watched the video.
I did watch the video.
Hush, because I'm not done.
I already know what you about to say.
In the video, was that little girl go behind the desk? Mm-hmm. She was wrong for going behind the desk. Number one, she was wrong for going behind the desk. Yes. Mm-hmm. But two, you seen her reaching around on the desk looking for her phone. She did not touch that lady.
Yes, she did.
No, she did not.
Yes, she did.
That lady was pushing her first.
Hey, Rick.
She was pushing up on that little girl first. She was swatting around. Don't put your hands on me. She was not putting her hands on her. Then when she did put her hands on her, after the lady had touched her first, y'all saying that's what she deserved. Now let me tell you what an adult should have did. What an adult should have did when that little girl stepped behind her desk, she should have walked her big ass away from around that desk and went and got a principal. It's what she should have did. Y'all not using common sense.
So let me say this. Did you not see the lady pick up the phone like she was trying to call somebody for help?
Did you not hear what I said? I said she should have walked her fat ass away from around that desk.
But the procedure is...
I fucked the procedure. The procedure was blown when the little girl stepped behind the desk.
Exactly.
So in that point, you remove yourself because you are the adult.
No.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't. Because in their training, you did not see the video on the training.
What training?
In the training, they are told to call for help. They are told to call first. And if the call does not go through,
it wasn't going through.
Step out, or somebody
It wasn't going through.
Like I said, if her bad motherfucking grown ass wouldn't have stepped behind that motherfucking
Didn't I say she was wrong?
Yes,
she okay then.
But
okay.
If she had not stepped, that's a grown ass motherfucking
that's
lady.
The problem.
First of all, exactly. That's not the motherfucking
that
problem.
That is the problem.
Is that what triggered it all off?
The grown woman or the child?
Exactly.
Who has more
kids? Of the day,
the child was at work. I don't care.
She had a job to do.
She should have left. She should have moved. I would have walked the little girl and her phone.
So she wouldn't have, only way she would have been able to move would be that she would have pushed the girl out of her
she
way.
She didn't have to push her. She did not have to. The other girl was looking for her phone.
No, that's not what I'm saying. From where the little girl was blocking her, she couldn't have freely got away, got around the girl.
I'm gonna tell you another thing too.
Had she had that phone in her hand and she's trying to walk away, guess what she's gonna be doing? She trying to reach around this lady and grab the phone at her hand.
The little girl could have had her phone and went to the principal's office. It's common sense. I would have walked her and the phone out of my classroom. You can have your phone back, but you're gonna go
walked,
to the principal's office.
Well,
what sense does that make?
Some people might have, some people didn't.
Let me take it back a little further, because I think personally they shouldn't have phones in the classroom.
They shouldn't. It shouldn't have been out in the front.
It shouldn't have been allowed from Jump Street.
And that's the rule: no phones.
And then what makes it so bad is in the video, the little girl clearly wasn't lying about other people having their phones out. Because how the fuck she end up on camera if other students didn't have their phones out? See, y'all missing out it.
I agree with all that. The point of the matter was, and I'm guessing, I don't know for sure what's going on. She got caught with her phone out using it.
Let me tell you how much that don't make sense either, because I just had a situation like that at work. I got in trouble for doing something that everybody else was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody else, I mean everybody. And then after my supervisor said something to me, I watched a lot of other people do the same thing. I stood mm-hmm. there and I watched.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only person that got in trouble.
So do you feel targeted?
That's crazy to me. Yes, that's crazy. So when y'all say stuff like that, that don't matter to me, because she was the one who got caught.
What the fuck?
That don't mean it's right, because she was the one who got caught. That does not mean that it's right.
As men that play sports, I play sports, right? The first person normally ain't the one that get caught. It's like somebody push me and then I push them back. The rest normally see me push them back. So I'm going to be the one called for the foul.
But that don't mean it's right. That does not mean that it's right.
We're not saying it means it's right. What we're saying, is right. At that moment, and the kids already know, no cell phones out.
Hell, this show my age. I got my beeper took up in school and it wasn't even, I didn't even have it out. We was doing workouts, and so I had on like the little sweatpants in the gym or whatever, and the teacher walked by and seen the print in my pocket, and so I got it took up that way, and it was just like whatever, huh? Was that right? I didn't have it out, but you know, I didn't sit there and try to argue, fight with them. We wasn't supposed to have them in school, in class. Technically, it was in the class. He asked for it, I gave it up.
And then this another thing also. At the end of the day, okay, you got your phone took. And you thinking in the back of your mind, I done got my phone took. And guess what? My mama already done told me If I get caught with that phone out, she gonna beat my motherfucking ass.
It can't be the first time. It can't be the first time this happened.
It probably wouldn't.
9 out of 10 times it was a substitute teacher, they would have, she would have got it back once the class ended.
Once the class was over.
Yeah.
That don't even matter. The matter of the
substitute. Well, like you said, Alasia, she crossed the line when she walked back behind the desk.
She shouldn't have.
That's the killer right there.
Yeah, she
should. That would have done it for me too.
That's, I feel like that's what escalated it to the point that it got to, was that part right
correct.
There.
She, that part right
at
there.
That point, she, the child became the aggressor.
No, yeah. She didn't. All she had to do, all that lady had to do was get away. What kind of sense does that make to y'all? I don't understand.
Behind that dick.
I don't care.
You she are is still an aggressor.
She's an adult.
So hold on. By your logic, let me interject a personal situation here, right? My oldest daughter, she was 16 at the time. We sitting there arguing. We going back and forth. She get in my face. We sitting there going back and forth. Then all of a sudden, she swing at me, right? So I spin her around and take her down to the ground. And I told her, I was like, had you been a boy, I would beat the fuck out of you right now. Because I don't play that. Like, once you show that sign of aggression, now I have to show you that you're not, one, you're not stronger than me. Two, you're not finna play with me like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, that is one of those things that I do regret, that it got there with my child and my daughter. And ever since that, it has kind of strained our relationship. But also, I feel like this. It's like I always say, I taught her as young not to try to go there, especially with a man, because not everybody's gonna have that self-control like what I had. I didn't hit her, you know what I'm saying? But I did restrain her.
The problem is that nobody don't know how to communicate as well, because why are we hollering and screaming in each other's faces anyways? I don't care if it is a parent and a child. Everybody needs to learn how to talk to each other.
At the end of the day, prime example, if somebody gonna bag you up in the corner, the teacher was bagged.
Look
up
at how big that lady was compared to that little bitty ass girl. She could have got away from around her. Y'all is trying to make any and every excuse.
We ain't making no excuse.
It is an excuse if that little bitty girl.
You're wrong.
And it's the teacher was wrong for putting her hands on that little girl, because she is an adult.
The minute she swung at her, she opened herself up to whatever was going to happen.
Who touched who first? The teacher touched the child first.
No.
Watch the video.
She went behind the desk.
I will agree with you there.
You don't get to hit me because I'm in your space.
She didn't hit her. She bumped him.
You don't get to do that.
Some people don't know boundaries. Some people don't know space.
Okay. But you still do not get to do that because of what you do not know. If I'm in your space, that does not give you the right to hit me.
Hold on. So if you fighting another girl, because if you fighting another girl and she walk that close and she get that close up on you, you know it's finna go down. You gonna hit her ass, right?
Of course.
Let me walk through the steps here. So
stop trying to tell my business, because these people don't know me. Why you talking about? She's gonna hit ass.
but somebody in your face like that, you gonna hit them first. So in my opinion, the teacher did show restraint by the girl getting in her face or whatever. She didn't do anything, right? But
hold on.
I'm getting there. And then the girl got closer, and she bumped her like, get back. And then the girl kept, like, she bump her back, the girl walk up again, she bump her back, the girl walk up again. Then the girl swung at her. She swung. What I'm supposed to do? To me, the teacher showed restraint, because when she got the girl to the ground, she just held her. Now, if the...
Hold on.
She
didn't hold her.
No, once the girl got to the ground, now there was some licks thrown up in the air. Once the girl fell down to the ground and the teacher got on top of her, the teacher did no longer hit her. She held her and said, "Go get a teacher." It was whenever they were standing up, the teacher was defending herself. So to me, the teacher got to a point to where she got control of the situation, and then she started showing restraint. Yes. But the girl, she couldn't restrain them whenever they up, and she's the girl sitting there swinging at her, so she threw some lead.
You know, and that's part of their practice.
Yeah. To who get gives the a fuck about that? You she keep on talking about protocol. When sometimes protocol go out the window. No, when that little girl walked out the desk is when shit went left. So when she came behind your desk, if your phone is behind your desk, if you was feeling threatened by this little girl, and she came behind your desk and the phone was behind your desk, why did you not move away from around the desk and go out in the hallway? You could have went to another teacher class right across the hallway. I got a student over here. She's being irate over her phone. Can somebody come and help me with her?
She would have had to push the girl out of her way to get past her.
Coulda, woulda, motherfucker, shoulda.
Let's not act like she could not get past her. She could have got past her.
I'm going to tell you.
She would have had to push her out the way to get past her.
No, she wouldn't have.
Let me tell you. I was in the same motherfucking situation at work. That's how I lost my motherfucking job. Little girl fell up on me. Motherfucker, 18 years old. First of all, I'm trying to help her because her forklift stuck in the air. She get mad. I ask her, do you need any help? She say, no. Bitch, you think you better than everybody. Then she hop off her forklift, forks in the air, and run to the office. So I did a motherfucking U-turn on my forklift truck. I said, well, let me go make sure she ain't lying on me because I asked her for some help. We get to the first office. She in there telling the dude, going off. I'm like, hey, where the supervisors at? I said, because as you can see, Katrina acting a fool. He go, oh, they all in the meeting. I leave her in there. I go to the next office. I ask Buck. Tim them all in the meeting. I said, Katrina acting crazy. Going all off. I said, she done hopped off her truck. It's down there in the air with the fork still in the air. I said, somebody need to go talk to her. Lo and behold, guess who busts up in the door? Katrina. So when Katrina come in the office, Katrina put her hand in my face. Bitch, shut up. I said, little girl, move out my way. I said, I don't know what's wrong with you, but you need to move. And I went out the door. So when I went out the door, guess who come out the door swinging? Katrina. At that point in time, I'm finna beat your motherfucking ass. And that's what I did. You are a threat. She was a threat. When you are a threat to someone's personal space, that gives them all the rights.
You still going to jail. No,
I don't give a fuck.
You're going to jail.
I don't give a fuck.
So it does not
give you walked up on me.
But you're going to jail, so we can't say that gives you the right.
Hey, so this is what I'm going to do, y'all. I'm gonna play the video without the sound. That way, hopefully, we won't get no YouTube strike. Yeah. All right, so here we go.
No, she couldn't get around her.
She would have had to push out the way.
All she had to do was move that motherfucking chair. Quit lying. Y'all need to use some common sense.
That's what I'm talking about. Fuck her ass up.
And if it was
then look, right here.
She wouldn't have whooped my ass in there, no way. For one, that was for one, because I would have dog walked that bitch in the classroom. But for two, you wouldn't be saying that if that was one of us.
I'm saying.
You wouldn't. And I'm saying. Exactly. You ain't saying this. That would have been me on the ground.
You would have been in that motherfucking class doing.
You would have been
up there. Motherfucking saying.
You would have been acting the ass. You would have been acting the ass. You wouldn't have
walked up there behind her desk.
You don't know what I would have done.
You wouldn't have did that shit because you already knew what
the motherfucking was. No, I didn't.
Shit. Motherfucking lies you tell it. Shit.
Talk about she couldn't get away from that.
But if you was at your motherfucking desk, and that bitch walked up on you and started whooping your motherfucking ass. Yeah, that's me and her. That's me and her. But you walked up on a grown ass, big ass motherfucking lady like you motherfucking hard as fuck.
Looking for her phone, girl.
She was looking for shit.
Yes, she was.
Do her she got an order.
She kept on saying, "Get my phone, get my phone." Let's not ignore the facts here, people.
You knew but, the but if you knew you weren't supposed to have it and it got took up.
The only problem is that this little girl was a child. That's the only problem for y'all old school parents. That's what the problem is. It's a child, and y'all feel like she just also disrespectful because she went behind the desk. Like I said, the little girl was wrong. She had no business going.
That's being disrespectful.
Okay, but still, look at the other facts. The lady could have got away from around the desk. Let's not, y'all seen that chair. She could have moved that chair and got around that little girl. Y'all still gonna act like y'all didn't see that chair sitting right there, but she could have got around. Y'all not gonna agree that she could have left the classroom. I ain't gonna say that shit no more. She could have left the classroom. Y'all not gonna agree that. She had all the space and opportunity.
But I'm also going to agree.
And she did not agree.
The fact of it is, yes, she could have left.
And she didn't.
And she didn't because she was at work doing her job.
That means nothing.
Yes, it does.
When I had an altercation at work on the line with somebody, I told them, I'm getting up and I'm walking away. That's so I won't lose my job. I got a job to do too. But what's more important, me losing my job or me arguing with this clown on the line? So I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk off Porter and down whatever I got to do.
So when my teenage kids have phones at school, and if I got a text from them during school hours, you know, my first thing would say, "Why the fuck is your phone out at school?"
And she wasn't saying that because we was texting her at school too. While she just acting all
weird. I'm just saying that's what I said. So had that happened, my first thing would have been, "You shouldn't have had your damn phone out. You know, you weren't supposed to have that motherfucker out."
Exactly.
If you get your
let's root cause this shit. Yeah. I mean, because we sitting here treating and talking about the Simpsons and everything that happened after the fact. Let's get to the root cause of it. The rules state, I'm sure, that you're not supposed to have your phone out in class when you are being taught a lesson. Yes. I'm pretty sure that's going on. She had her phone out. She got her phone too.
Yeah, like y'all.
No, I'm not acting that way.
No,
I'm just keeping it simple.
I use me for example. I got my pages took and I just handed the motherfucker over. And that shit got kept for 3 days.
Now, let me tell you what the teacher should have done. I know for a fact she should have done this. Hey, at the end of the class, I will give you your phone back. Or at the end of the day, I will give you your phone back.
Who's to say she didn't say that?
I don't know.
Why not just give her the phone and walk her out? Once she said, give me my phone back.
Why would you reward bad behavior and tell this girl that she can get her phone back?
She done
broke the rules.
Listen, hand her phone back and take her to the principal. That's not her behavior. It's not going to be rewarded. Because at this point, she's disrupting the class over her phone. So I'm taking her to the principal office with her phone, and her and the principal can figure that shit out.
That's when you walk her to the principal
office. That's what I just said.
And you, as the adult, you hand the principal the phone.
Either way it go, she don't get her phone back. She could have either she get the phone or I'm gonna walk the phone. But we both going to the principal's office with the phone. That's all I know.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that. Like I said, I'm root causing it. She shouldn't have had her phone out in the first place.
Right.
Period. Damn. If she wouldn't have had her phone out, this shit would be going viral. Period.
Man, kids have their phones out every day.
But she got caught.
But she got
fucking caught.
Shit, y'all sound like the police. All y'all 12 as hell. Everybody speeding, but you got caught. Y'all is the police.
And then guess what? When you on the motherfucking highway, and that motherfucker sitting there work right on, and you and the motherfucker doing neck to neck on the motherfucking highway.
And you don't want
to
get pulled over.
Choose who he gonna pull over. And he pull over you, and you gonna say, well, what about that car right there?
No, it was going to look.
This is what happened. This is what they do. This happens every day.
Just give me my ticket.
And he gonna say, well, I clocked you first. Somebody got to fall for it. And it was you. You got picked. Out of both of y'all. That's motherfucking life. That's how the shit go.
Yeah.
Shit happen like that every motherfucking day.
Yep.
That's why you gotta motherfucking pick and choose your goddamn battles.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. And if you ain't no motherfucking warrior, sit your motherfucking ass down.
She was a warrior, all right. She just got beat up, hell. Somebody I'm about to get a new one.
She took that L that day.
She motherfucking lost. That's why.
She still was a warrior.
That's why I say you got the motherfucking pick and choose. She picked her motherfucking ass whooping that goddamn day.
Girl, boo.
When she got up and approached that big ass woman.
That lady would have got her ass whooped if it was my child.
Well.
Stop.
Either way.
She would have got her ass whooped if it was my child, but my child would have got her ass whooped too.
She fucking beat. She.
I would have been handing out two ass whoopings.
She's not following the rules. You telling this? You telling your daughter?
I don't know. Okay. I said she would get her ass whooped too.
When she's supposed to be in class learning.
And the teacher.
How is she? How is it okay? I don't want to. I want to know how is it okay. Somebody explain to me how it's okay for her to just break the rules.
Adults can restrain themselves. I don't care what y'all talking about.
I'm gonna tell you another motherfucking example.
Let the kids swing at me. I'm gonna whoop their ass.
When I went to motherfucking Howard Elementary, I'm gonna tell you what all us did. All us went in the motherfucking auditorium, and we wrote our names on almost every motherfucking seat in that bitch. Tulane Met, Chu Met, almost every motherfucker in that bitch. And the principal took us in the office, made us pull up our pants leg, and she popped our ass on our calf. At the end of the day, by the time we got home, everybody's calf was motherfucking swollen. So when we got home, of course, we had to take a note, letting our parents know we got a paddling for writing on the seats in the auditorium. Well, I'm saying everybody's leg was swole because she tore her ass up. Mm. My mama hopped in that car and she said, went over to the school. Almost everybody's mama was over there.
I'm sure they were.
And she went over to the school and she said, I understand the paddling, but in the area that you whooped them on, you shouldn't hit them there.
Shouldn't be hitting them right there.
Yeah.
Right
there. She said, now, I'm going to tell you like this. When we get back home, I'm going to whoop her ass. She said, but at the end of the day, don't you ever hit my child right there again. She said, you could have whooped her butt and that would have been fine. But on the calf, she said, you see all these parents in here? She said, wrong place. She said, so I'm going to give you that because they needed their ass whooped for doing what they did.
Didn't I say that?
But she didn't whoop her ass.
Well, like, what's the point?
She talked to her like an adult.
I don't care. That lady didn't pull her hands
at the end of the day, she gave me a paddling. And guess what? I wasn't in there trying to motherfucking fight her ass.
A paddling.
I wasn't trying to grab the motherfucking paddle so she won't
get paddlings
me.
No more. Next.
I don't care.
That's why that shit happened right there, because they don't get fucking paddling no more.
They don't get paddlings no more. They need to bring that shit back.
No, they don't.
We in the era of parents trying to be their kids' best friends and shit like that. That's why them kids act like the way they fucking act.
You can be your child friend and
still you can't. You could be their friend when they become an adult.
No, you can be their friend and their parent.
No, you can't.
I've seen it.
You can.
Kids turned out just as great.
Yeah, to a certain extent, you can. But all that other shit, when you see them doing wrong and you don't say nothing, no.
Let me give y'all another case. So, out in California, Maywood, California. Music teacher was getting on this student because he didn't have the right clothing on. They got school uniforms. This kid come in without the right uniform on. The student get all up in the teacher's face. Teacher's like 61, 64 years old, male. I don't know if y'all saw this one. Calling them all kind of N-words, blah, 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 so forth, so on. Student hit the teacher with a basketball. The teacher swung on him.
Who got called the N-word, the teacher or the student?
The teacher by the student. The 64-year-old dude whooped that boy out. Whooped him out. And is that okay? Let me put it like that.
No, it's not. Keep your motherfucking hands to yourself. Somewhere down the line, somebody should have told you, if you have a problem with an adult, you call me and I'll be there. What happened to that?
Just because kids is acting out don't mean that their parents ain't told them that.
Hey, that's crazy though, because in that case, the it looked like the teacher actually swung first in that case.
He hit him with a ball.
Oh, okay.
See, the student hit the guy with the ball first.
Ooh, that hurt so bad.
It don't matter.
Grow up.
It's a hit.
It does matter. Grow up.
It's assault either way you look at it.
It's assault.
Then press charges. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Like, what is wrong with y'all? I just couldn't imagine.
You got to quit taking off of these badass kids.
It does not matter.
Why are you playing devil's advocate for these kids? These badass kids at that.
They're children. Yeah,
as a child.
Hold on.
You should know your place as a child.
We are adults. These are children. Children go through so many things. Let me finish first. They go through so many things. Their brains is not even fully developed. We have all been a child before. Kids really do go through a lot. So when some child is acting up in your class, it's not always you. It could be something going on at home. They might have a mother that's telling them to be great in school, but the daddy whooping on their ass. You never know really what's going on. Y'all just think all kids is bad and this and that, and everybody is so disrespectful. That's not the case. Y'all don't be looking at things for the bigger picture, it's different shit going on.
But if you don't teach them young to keep their damn hands to themselves, then that's why most kids that are like that turn into criminals as adults, because nobody whooped their fucking ass.
Somebody is probably telling them that. And every time you see a kid acting bad, you can't say, well, somebody ain't teaching them. You can't say that. You cannot say that.
Let me tell you something. I was one of the baddest motherfucking kids in goddamn Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Mom, I don't. Who?
I know you don't give a fuck, but I'm telling you, I knew my motherfucking place as a child.
And times is different.
It was no different.
It is. It's a lot different
because these parents ain't teaching their kids their fucking place.
Y'all is the damn parents.
My kids knew their fucking place.
Y'all keep on talking about the parents.
They knew their place. I don't
get it. Goddamn. It ain't that hard. So, Kalasia, let me ask you this. Let's say you signed up to be a substitute teacher.
I wouldn't dare.
I'm just putting it out there. You signed up to be a substitute teacher. You go to school every day for whoever is missing, blah, 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 fill in this place.
What you about to ask me?
You got a kid. You got a kid.
I already told you.
I'm going to pick this kid right here. This kid, 14 years old. You get on him because he ain't in the right uniform, or he ain't doing whatever the rules say, that school policy. He ain't doing none of that stuff, okay? He hits you with something. It don't necessarily have to be a ball. It could be a pencil, a eraser, whatever. You mean to tell me you're going to walk out of the class, go to the principal office and say, hey, this kid hit me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. After he done called you the N-word and everything?
I am.
Okay. You special then?
I am.
You should be a substitute teacher.
I'm definitely not going to.
Why not?
Because that's not what the fuck I want to do.
You got restraint, right?
I sure do, because I've been working to have it. So, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Okay.
We're gonna let you have that one.
We're gonna let you have that one. Here's what I know for a fact.
Out here. I ain't dead.
This is with grown folk. This is with anybody that's coming toward me, talking crazy to me, hitting me with shit that ain't supposed to be hitting me with.
You spoke. Let me speak.
Okay. All I'm saying is, you got personal space. I'm not going to invade your personal space. Everybody got personal space. Nobody wants nobody in their personal space, period. I don't want to breathe what you just exhale. I don't want nobody touching me. I don't want nobody getting up on me unless I invite that person in. This shit from these kids is dead ass wrong. I don't care how you look at it. I don't care what's going on in their life, background, whoever, what the fuck is going on. They fucking wrong. I cannot take up for a kid that's disrespecting an adult, and you gonna and you gonna put it all on the adult. Everything is on the adult's fault.
We don't know what the adult did either. That's the thing. So the y'all talking about the kids.
I just told you the story.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in general. The kids be disrespectful. Adults be disrespectful. It takes respect to get respect.
Now, if I'm enforcing the school policy and saying this is this, and you know the school policy, you've been following it all year long, and you want to get a wild hair up your ass, and act a fool one day. Out of the 365 days you go to school,
check this out. If you got
you
a toddler,
can't be on
right,
both sides of the fence.
Hold on, Lee. If you've got a toddler, and you know kids walk up and they hit people, right? Your toddler walk up to hit me, and you don't say nothing. I'm gonna let the first one slide. They do it again, and I'm gonna pop them on their ass. Even though you not my child, I'm finna teach you. You don't walk up and hit random motherfuckers. I do that with people, kids. That's why I don't like watching people, kids, because I whoop ass.
What?
What's the point?
Shit. You gonna learn that you don't walk up and just hit people. And if we not, that's the problem. We not teaching our kids that shit.
Yes, the fuck we is.
Then why the fuck are they doing it?
These are one or two little kids. Y'all don't got too much dip on y'all.
No. I got another one. What about
go on
what
all
about
the time?
Kid that was in
what,
high school?
What about
it's happening
that
all
the
over the country.
Video game took and
exactly
shit at the later.
Right. Chased her outside the classroom, pushed her ass on the ground, and knocked her ass out because he couldn't have his Nintendo Switch at fucking school.
Yeah, he was.
Is that okay?
Is that okay? That kid beat the
who
teacher
let
unconscious.
Him have it at school, anyways. That's the problem.
That's what we stand.
God damn,
Lee. The parents are not doing their due diligence.
A phone and a Nintendo Switch is different. You know?
Oh my God!
It's the same thing.
It's not necessary to have your fucking Nintendo Switch, but
it's
your
not
phone,
necessary to have a damn phone.
I might need to contact my child. My child might need to contact me. When they get in school, they can have a phone. Come on now. You don't need a Nintendo Switch at school.
Guess who didn't have a cell phone when they was in school? None of us, because they didn't have them. And we called our parents, and our parents got a hold of us when they needed us. It's called calling the damn office and leaving a message.
Oh, times have changed. Goddamn. Everybody got a cell phone. We don't care about what
happened. But it's not a requirement, and it's not a necessity.
We don't care about what happened in 1988. Goddamn. It is 2020.
The thing about it is, you said it's required and it's a necessity. It's not a fucking necessity.
Right now, a phone
is a fucking luxury, not a necessity.
No, it's not.
For
it's
a child, you
not,
you ain't got to worry about your job calling you and none
Let's
of that other shit.
Like,
for a child, it's a fucking luxury, not a necessity.
Let's not act like kids don't be getting snatched more these days. Kids cannot just be walking around and shit. How y'all be?
They don't get snatched more. It's just reported more. It hits the news media more. It happens the same amount. It happens the same amount.
Y'all asses needed a motherfucking phone, not them pay phones. Y'all needed a phone.
At the end of the day, okay, let's say the phone is a necessity due to all the school shootings. But at the end of the day, when you're sitting in class and you're supposed to be learning and you're on Facebook or Instagram or goddamn Snapchat, that's not a necessity. It's not a necessity. You're supposed to be listening and paying attention.
Bye, because y'all
to what's going on.
Been doing that either. If y'all had a phone back in the day, y'all would have been on them motherfuckers.
I got my phone when I was 16. I paid for it myself.
Next.
And guess what? I didn't have that shit out when I was in school.
Yes, the fuck you did.
No,
you
know, I didn't.
You the fool.
Because they wasn't motherfucking going.
No, I look like boom.
I had already got my pager took. I damn sure wasn't finna get the phone took.
Because I know I was sneaking on mine.
That okay, sneaking, and you didn't get caught. That's the thing. But when you got that motherfucker out on your desk, on display, where everybody can see it, and you sitting there saying, fuck the rules, just like they be saying, fuck the police, then it's an issue because you're not learning what you're supposed to be learning because you're sitting there on your motherfucking phone. And then at the end of the day, when it's time for your motherfucking grades to come out and your parents trying to figure out why the fuck you failing because you sitting in class on your motherfucking phone.
I got my phone stole out of my gym bag in gym class one time. I ain't even report the shit because I wasn't even supposed to have the shit at school. I just went, had to go buy another fucking phone. What's reporting going to do? First thing they're going to say is, you know, you weren't supposed to have the shit anyway.
What's the point of the story then?
The point of the story is there are rules in place.
Right.
And this person and this dude broke the rules. That's the point. And that's why we got viral videos going all over the country for these damn dumbass kids.
And y'all some dumbass adults. I'm talking about them kids.
Let me finish my statement. Let me finish my statement. Let me finish my statement.
Just listen.
You're not trying to hear it. You're not trying to hear it. I understand you not trying to hear it because times have changed. I get that. But the rules haven't changed. The rules are you're not supposed to have your phone out. You're not supposed to have your Nintendo Switch out. You're not supposed to be in somebody's face throwing a fucking basketball at them, hitting them without getting assaulted. All that shit is in the rules.
The rules have changed.
If you want to be anti against the rules and whatever, fine. But don't be mad because consequences came behind what you just did. But I have no problem with you and your phone.
The rules have changed. They let them have them in school now. They just can't have them in class. We couldn't have them in school.
That's what I'm saying.
I can have my phone in school and on my desk. It can sit on my desk.
If you know that the school, when you went to go register for school, and when you go register for school, they have all these policies that you have to bring home in your packet for your parents to sign.
Y'all wasn't reading that shit. Next. Y'all was just
for your parents to sign.
Next.
I read the shit, but it was motherfucking five of y'all. So what, I got to keep on reading the same shit?
She wasn't reading them papers.
You don't tell me what the fuck I was reading. I was reading that shit.
It don't matter if you read them or not. If they say this is the policy. And
right.
How you know it's the policy if you didn't read it?
It's the policy.
I knew you had to read the
because
papers.
Because at the top, plain point, simple, it say policy. Policy. And you read one, like I said, I ain't had to read the other four. All I needed was one set of motherfucking papers to read.
We didn't have the same
policy. Is no bringing up, not bringing a gun to school, but you didn't bring a damn gun to school and expect not to happen if you brought it.
I just want y'all to know, my brother just said from the other room that old niggas don't listen. So let's wrap the podcast up because I'm done.
Old niggas don't listen.
No, can I go now?
And guess what?
And young folks don't follow rules.
All right.
That's young folks don't follow the rules, and they don't respect consequences behind their actions.
See y'all next time. That's
all it is.
Old folks don't listen, and kids and young folks expect no consequences.
Behind
the shit that they do. That is correct.
We know what's going on.
We know what's going on. Like you said, it's two different times.
Y'all the ones that raise the kids that's raising the kids, though. But y'all got so much to say. Y'all the ones who raise the kids that's raising today's kids. So let that sink in. Now, are we done yet? Because I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Let that sink in.
Jeez. Yeah, let that sink in. Please, let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened. We did raise our kids, but our kids chose not to emulate us in the raising process. I'm not going to do what my daddy did. I'm not going to do what my mama did. I'm not going to be like my mom when I raised my kids. That's the shit that's going on now, and that's why we got all this shit going on. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
They think they're too hard.
Why don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all still think that shit that y'all was doing was okay? That's crazy.
I ain't say nothing I did was okay.
I never
said
that.
I ain't saying it was okay, but it got them.
I never said it was okay.
It got them grown.
But y'all always talking about back in the day. But y'all not talking about back in the day. Right.
I'm talking about these kids. This shit that's going on today.
Yeah,
there's no way in hell I could get away with hitting a teacher at school in my day.
We don't know when she got away with it. Her mama probably beat the dog shit out of her when she went home. Well, how do we know? We don't know.
What did the mama say, Rick? What did the mama say, Rick? Because she put out a video.
Hold on. Let me.
What did the mama say?
Because the mama wasn't with it either.
Like, we don't know what the lady did, though, child. She probably got her ass whooped again when she went home. She probably knew not to be acting like that, was still doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm. And she got consequences behind it.
Right.
And on video.
What are we talking about?
We talking about these kids that's acting a fool and expect no consequences behind it.
Y'all think they don't expect no consequences. Maybe they don't know none of the kids. Lord have mercy. This is just too much for me.
I can't find it now.
That's all right, man. Don't worry about it. Like I said, we're going to agree to disagree on this one, too. And keep it moving. Hey, next week, we're going to find something else to talk about. Oh, somebody send me something so we can talk about it so I can get up under somebody's skin. All right. Hey, once again, be somebody's person. If you need help, reach out. Get some counseling if you need counseling. We always say that every episode, except for last week. We didn't say it last week. But the intentions are still there. So if you need help, kids or grown folks, reach out. Get some help. Speaking of which, let me say this real quick. The issue we had at work this past Saturday, I want to send my condolences out to the person who lost their life in the accident, and I hope the two people that are still alive and on planet Earth from this stuff are getting better. Oh, I know one of them is. He's having tripping right now. He's on Facebook talking crazy. But anyway,
that's my fault, man.
Yeah, he's doing good so far. Just be mindful of what's going on around you, man, because evidently you can't be as safe at work either. Evidently, getting hit by cars and shit. Shot at work and all this old type shit. Keep your head on the swivel. With all that being said, y'all be good, be safe. We're gonna holler at y'all next week. Peace.